97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
So glad you joined us today. My guest is Mr. Michael Rosenbacher, who is the owner of The Stroud. Michael, thank you for coming to see me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. The Stroud. What is The Stroud? What does the name mean?
The Stroud comes from the family who built the building back in 1923. So we wanted to tie some local history to our business. And actually, on the front of the building, the very top, it does say the Stroud Building.
Ah.
It's difficult to see sometimes, but just want to tie in some local history.
That makes sense. What is the Stroud?
The Stroud is a 5,000-square-foot bar, club, event space located on Franklin Street, right above Sutton's Drugstore.
The historic Sutton Drugstore.
Yes.
I can imagine.
Yes.
What history do you have in being a nightclub/bar owner, Michael?
I've been in the industry for about 20 years in other areas, and back in 2010, I joined the group that owned Players, and in 2014, we decided to rebrand and remarket ourselves, so we closed for 8 months and reopened as The Stroud in end of 2014.
End of 2014.
Yeah.
So does that mean you own Players? I mean, you said they closed
yes,
it down?
Yes.
Oh.
Although Players have been there a lot longer than that. They've been there. Players started in 1988. So I was on the tail end of it.
All right.
Great history there.
I can imagine. So this is your bar/nightclub. Who do you cater to, Michael?
We try to hit a little bit of everybody. You know, our biggest base is going to be UNC, you know, graduate students and faculty. We also offer other things, beach music and jazz, to try to get a little bit of the older local crowd to come up.
Right.
So we try to offer something for everybody.
I can imagine music changes over the years. How do you keep up with the industry as you run your business to understand this is what's cool today and will be cool tomorrow?
I am fortunate enough to have a handful of DJs that are on top of everything and keep me informed, and you know, my job also is to research and follow up with them as well. But I'm very lucky to have a great group of guys who stay on top of everything.
Are they on your staff or just subcontractors? How do you deal with that?
They're subcontractors.
Subcontractors.
We do have a handful, yes.
All right. Now, are you more than a bar and a nightclub?
We are. We like to consider ourselves an event space as well. Mm-hmm. We have had 16th birthday parties, 60th birthday parties, wedding rehearsals, rehearsal dinners, bachelorette parties. So we are really open to all types of events here.
And you said it's how big? What's the space again, did you say?
5,000 square feet.
5,000 square feet.
Yes.
All right. How do you market the Stroud? How do people know about the Stroud?
That's always a big challenge for a bar in a college town, for sure. Word of mouth is our biggest asset, for sure. We're really proud of what we have. And once people come up once, they're definitely telling more people about it. So we do a lot of social media and email as well.
And that's Stroud, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Stroud. Got it. Michael, please give us your contact information in case somebody in our audience says, oh, I have to contact this man.
Sure. Our phone number is easy. It's 919-929-0101. Again, 919-929-0101. And our email is thestroud@gmail.com.
Thank you. Michael, what are the hours of the Stroud? If someone wanted to call you, should they call, say, in the evening or during the day?
I check the messages 24 hours a day in this business. Starting in the fall in September, we'll be open at 5 p.m. until 2 a.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Saturdays.
Right. So if I wanted to book, say, a wedding reception, making up something, how much lead time would I have with you to make sure I can get that space?
Typically, a month for something like that is they usually plan pretty far ahead. But for smaller events, as long as I have probably 3 to 4 weeks, we can handle most things.
Not bad.
Yes.
And I assume if somebody books with you, they have the entire space. You can't half this for this company or half at that. They have the entire space.
They have the option. We do have a couple of areas that we can rope off. So if they have a smaller group, so our capacity is 360. So if there's a group of just maybe 30 or 40, instead of bringing the whole space, we can block off a specific area for them at a very minimal fee, and they can have that and not have to worry about the expense of the whole bar.
Oh, okay. I've been to the Stroud, and you had the most wonderful food. Do you prepare the food, or is it all catered?
All the food is catered.
All right.
We don't have a kitchen, but whoever has an event is welcome to cater from any of their favorite restaurants.
So if somebody catered, they can bring their own caterer food in, or does it have to be through you?
Nope. That is on their own. I'll let them handle that themselves.
That saves you some stress, and
yes.
There we are. My
yes.
goodness. I imagine when you open a fabulous place as large as this, there are a lot of rules and regulations with the city, with the county. Was that a nightmare for you, or was it a breeze?
I won't say a nightmare, but definitely some challenges. We're grandfathered in on a lot of things in such an old building, but we still had to bring certain things up to code inside. So it did take us a little longer than expected. It was about 8 months. But I understand the rules, and we have to go by them, and therefore our safety.
Safety. Now let's talk about safety. We hear all these nightmares about nightclubs catching on fire, blah, blah, blah. What are the safety restrictions you have? Thank God you have a kitchen or bands coming in
exactly.
with flames,
no
right?
Flames.
And there we are. I know you have to meet the inspection code, but if somebody were just concerned about safety, what would you tell them?
Actually, we're very safe. We're on the second floor, but we do have three exits, two in the back, and one, of course, our front door. So plenty of access to leave if necessary.
Did you say three exits?
We have three exits,
That's
yes.
fine. All right. What about parking? Because you're right on Franklin Street, aren't you?
How do we handle it? Mm-hmm. And if you're not lucky enough to get a space right out front, there is the parking lot number one right behind Spanky's there, and then there's the Wallace deck. It's four levels, and that is literally right behind our back door. So if you park there and come through Amber Alley, come up the steps, and you are our front door.
Who knew? That makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, Michael, do you stay occupied? What's your percentage of occupancy each night in terms of either just being open or somebody's leasing or contracting with you?
During the school year, we open six nights, Monday through Saturday. And we are typically rented out 2 to 3 nights a week for
okay.
private events.
Okay, that sounds good. Michael, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about the Stroud. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest is Mr. Michael Rosenbacher, who is the owner of the Stroud. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. My guest today is Mr. Michael Rosenbacher, who is the owner of The Stroud. Michael, in the first portion of the show, we talked about the history of The Stroud briefly. Tell us more about The Stroud building and its history.
Sure. The building was built in 1923. Our neighbors downstairs, Suttons, are the original tenant downstairs. I can go as far back as the 70s for upstairs where we are. In the 70s, I believe a bunch of hippies lived there and did a lot of leather making and bag making at that time. And in 1978, when Liquor by the Drink was passed, Tom Purdy, after he graduated from UNC, opened up the first bar dance club in Chapel Hill there. And that went until 1988 when they changed the name to Players.
Uh-huh.
And so there's been a bar there since 1978.
And you were involved with the Players in what aspect?
I came on in 2010. So I bought the business back in 2010.
In 2010?
Yes.
You must love bars.
I love to visit, and I do enjoy the industry. The hospitality industry is extremely fun to me, getting to meet all different types of people, whether they're from the area or they've just moved here. I don't get to travel a whole lot, so it's nice to meet people from other areas and learn about where they're from.
Where they're from. You mentioned the hospitality industry. Usually when I talk to folks in whatever industry, there's seminars, there's conferences to keep up what's new, what's getting old. Does such a thing exist for the hospitality industry
there
for you?
There are conferences around the country. I don't make to a lot of them. I have been to a few. Of course, a lot of magazines, a lot of information online, and again, just trying to talk to your peers in the industry and learn from other people.
Are you the only bar in Chapel Hill on Franklin Street?
No, there are plenty of other bars
all
on
right.
Franklin Street.
Yes.
I'm not sure the true number now, but we all wish everybody the best because the more people downtown, the better
That's
off
exactly
everybody
right.
is, for sure.
What separates the Stroud from the other bars? What makes you special?
Well, one, I think our size, for sure. Being 5,000 square feet in our capacity is so big. We have the largest dance floor in Chapel Hill, so I think we're a great bar with the largest dance floor in town. We have 18 craft beers on tap, full bar, wine. We have 5 flat-screen TVs and 2 8-foot projectors we use for music videos during the night, and any sporting events we play through those as well.
That's amazing.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff. Now, if a person is wandering down Franklin Street, say from out of town, and they see the Stroud, can they go up the stairs and go into the Stroud? They're dancing every night automatically, or how does that work?
Just come on up the steps. We have music playing every night of the week.
Every night of the week.
Whether it's a DJ or jazz or beach music, or we've done some 80s nights. We're planning a 70s night sometime. So try to offer something for a little bit of everybody.
And did you mention in the earlier portion that because of your marketing, either online or whatever, people could find out about these 70 nights, 80s nights, whatever? How do people know?
Yes, our webpage, thestroud.com, and also on our Facebook page, we every day put our events on there as well.
And for those who just tuned in, the Stroud is Stroud. Is that right?
Yes, thank
That's
you.
The Stroud. You're welcome. Thank you. You mentioned also that you have something about a shuttle bus. Tell us about the shuttle bus.
We have purchased a... We'll call it a shuttle/party bus. For any events held at the bar, we can incorporate that in. It seats 15 people, and we can come pick your group up and bring them to the bar and get you home safe. If you're interested in renting the bus out for the whole evening, whether it's to go to a concert in Raleigh or Cary, you're welcome to rent us out for the whole evening as well.
Is there a fee for that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's determined on the night of the week and how many hours.
And is it for Chapel Hill customers only? How far out do you go get people with the bus and bring them back in?
For the events at the bar, typically be for Chapel Hill residents.
That makes sense.
Yes.
All right. For the sake of our audience, full disclosure, I've been on that lovely bus, and it's clean, and it's safe, and it's beautiful. And there we are. My goodness. Michael, where do you see the Stroud, say, 5-10 years from now? Do you still see it going at the same pace it is now?
It's going to keep growing for a long, long time, yes.
Think you'll ever have more than one location for the Stroud, even though it's the Stroud building?
You never know what will happen down the road. We might diversify and get into some other types of restaurants in the future. We don't know yet.
Okay, I got it. That time will tell,
yes.
Right? Michael, you have so much going on at the Stroud. Tell us about some of the other specialty occasions, specialty events that you offer.
We're also available to run out during the day as well. A lot of offices have done breakfast and lunch meetings here. We do have the AV capability to run the program through the TV, so that's been very helpful for the local businesses. More on the lighter side of things, we do have we offer beer tastings, we offer bourbon tastings, and we're also available for tailgates on football Saturdays. So. Again, follow us on our webpage and Facebook, and we have all of these events listed for the month.
Now, when you have a beer tasting, I don't drink alcohol. I know it's a shock to you, but I don't drink alcohol. When you have a beer tasting, how does this work? Does an expert come in and tell you these are the beers we're going to have? What's the purpose?
Typically, we have a representative from one of the local breweries. We like to promote as much North Carolina beer as we can. They come in, and we typically have 3 to 5 beers to taste, and the sales representative will describe each beer and tell you the history of each beer, how to pair it with certain foods if you'd like to go that far.
So beer?
They are so in-depth, and the creativity now is unbelievable.
Yeah,
with that.
It's amazing. But I know she didn't mention wine. Do you have wine tastings as well?
We do offer wine, and that's something we're looking forward to possibly doing in the future.
Got it.
Yes.
Well, Michael, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's finish up hearing about the Stroud. Thank
Sounds
you,
good.
Michael. Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Michael Rosenbacher, who is the owner of the Stroud. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. My guest today is Michael Rosenbacher, who is the owner of The Stroud, located on Franklin Street in beautiful downtown Chapel Hill. Michael, of all the events that you've given at The Stroud, which one sticks out as the most memorable for you?
Well, probably one of our most recent. I'm really honored to have been able to host the original Ron Fest, celebrating Ron Stutz's history in the radio industry.
40 years.
What a great time.
Yes. How was the turnout for that event? What makes it so special?
Great turnout. It was so many local Chapel Hillians that have been listening to Ron forever. I believe there are just over 300 participants that came. Had a great local band, and one of Ron's favorite, Liquid Pleasure, was performing. So just a great, great night.
It's an honor. And I guess to our listeners, if you ever want to honor someone, don't forget the Stroud as the place to have your event, to honor people. Is that a good thing to say?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I understand also that you make some very special cocktails at the Stroud. Tell us about those cocktails.
We do have a handful of house signature cocktails that we come up with, and we do rotate them seasonally. So on our webpage, we do have them listed and come up and try them. And if you have any ideas, too, we take requests, and we really enjoy coming up with new drinks. And we did keep one called the Holy Grail. That was a signature drink from Players. So we decided to keep that. But we do offer rotating great signature cocktail list.
Got it. You know, you mentioned the website. It sounds like a lot of information can be learned about the Stroud on your website. Would you give it to us again, please, Michael?
Again, it's the Stroud. It's spelled STROWD.com, and same as our Facebook page.
As we close up, Michael, tell us what you enjoy about being the owner of the Stroud.
I really enjoy meeting new people every day, whether they're college students and being able to watch them grow and prosper through their couple years at school, and when they come back to visit for football games and see how much they've progressed in life. And just, of course, the challenge of having a business is kind of drives me every day.
I can believe that. Are you having fun?
Having a blast. Having a blast.
Are you a Chapel Hillian?
Born and raised.
Born
here
and
in Chapel
raised.
Hill, and I was lucky enough to go to UNC. And I did leave for a couple years, but had to come back. This is the southern part of heaven for sure.
Southern part of heaven.
Yes.
Your location must be ideal because you mentioned there were other bars in downtown Chapel Hill, but yours seems to be the spot to be. Would that be a fair statement?
I think so.
You think so? I can just imagine.
On the main east block on Franklin Street.
On Franklin Street.
Yes.
And to repeat what we said earlier for those who may have just tuned in, for parking, there's a parking lot on Rosemary entrance, right?
There are. There are actually three parking lots on Rosemary Street behind us. Parking lot number one behind Spanky's, the Wallace Way deck right behind us, and then there's the CVS parking deck on Rosemary as well.
Excellent. And we can come in from that direction. We don't have to walk around to Franklin.
Yes, you can come right through Amber Alley, which all the locals know where Rat Skeller was, and come up our stairs.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, Michael, our time is up. I thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about the Stroud. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Michael Rosenbacher, who is the owner of the Stroud. This is Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.